How do you describe what happened in the first half?
More than the whole first half, in 12 minutes, we put a wall and the wall opened. With then jump one of the central backs down to head the ball. We didn't cover. So those basic things that shouldn't happen, happen. And then we knew about the corner kicks, how important it was to reference Brilliant and Birnbaum. And we talked about it, to reference those guys, to block them, to try to do that, and they took advantage. And then we put ourselves 3-0. When you put yourself 3-0 in the first half at home, after playing your eighth game in 1 month, it was a big effort for the guys. They were tired. I can see that we were looking for them, but they fought. Second half, you know, having 65 possession, the other team just drop and wait for us. We have a lot of possession. We have a lot of crosses, but they were ready and they did a good job defending, and we couldn't even score one goal. We need to regroup. We need to let the guys that have to travel with their national teams go, and we need to give some few guys rest, the other ones work, and try to come together, to work together, and have the possibility for us to prepare what is coming in front of us, because we have a championship in front of us, and we have some very important games that can define our possibilities to go to the playoff. So it's still everything in front. Today we had a lapsus, tough, and at the end, you know, what really matters is that we lost at home 3-0. But I really believe in this team, the way, you know, they play in the second half. The attitude, the mentality, the effort was there. And if we can stop making those silly mistakes, this team can compete against anyone.
Coach, everybody said yesterday that this was the most important game of the season. You're trading 3-0. Why wait so late to bring Balu into the game?
I don't know if, listen, Balu is not having a lot of minutes lately. So I think the team was trying, they were pushing. I wanted to see them fight. And I wanted to see all the players that started the first half to try to recover themselves, to try to find themselves. And it was a good effort, because at the end, those are the main guys. And Balu is trying to get minutes. We wanted to see him. He was active. But I felt like it was an opportunity for me to give the guys that started the first half in the second half, to give them a little bit more support. The changes could happen right there, 45 minutes, but I don't want to kill anyone. I don't want to blame anyone. The only one blame over here, or the only one that could be blamed, it's me. But I wanted to support them, and I wanted to give them time to recover and to show that they could, you know, change the game. We couldn't change the game, but we try, and it was a good push.
At what point in the first half did you realize that you guys might have been in trouble?
With the third goal. The third goal, you know, it's just 20, 23rd, 32 minutes. Those three goals, they happen too quick. So when you're losing 3-0, you have to defend more. And that was something important for us. I told the guys that we have to defend harder, and we couldn't receive another goal, because receiving another goal in the second half could destroy our motivation, our mentality, our, you know, attitude. And, you know, it was difficult, yes, because they were defending, and in counterattack, anything could happen. But that was a good approach in for them. They were organized, but at the same time, we were going forward, dominating, trying. At least that's the minimum that we could offer to the fans, to the people that came to the stadium. We dominated the other team. We couldn't score, but at least the reaction was the positive.
How do you explain the situation on crosses, both on Wednesday and today? You tried to put a lot of crosses in the box, but you seem to have a lot of difficulty connecting. How do you explain that?
Yes, again, I have to say that I see the guys physically and mentally a little bit tired. This is the eighth game in a month. So that's a lot, you know. And I was talking at the end with Ben, and says, when you play Wednesday and you have to play Saturday, kills you. We all know that, but that's the schedule of the league, and we have to. And we cannot make excuses about it. So we put a lot of effort, but we couldn't get to the final. You know, it was a lot of good crosses, a lot of good possibilities, but at the end, you know, you have to put the ball in the net. And they attack three times, they put three goals, they make the difference with that. At the end, the game is like that.
Coach, you identified very early on that set pieces were a problem. For this game specifically, you knew corners are an issue. I know you guys worked on them. You identified the players that were problematic on their end, and yet they still scored. What else can you possibly do at this point more than you've already done?
Listen, yes, we play Wednesday, and Thursday you cannot work on set pieces because they were really tired. They had to recover. And on Friday, we had to work, but they were really tired. Two of my players that they play today, they were also inside because they couldn't practice, because they felt still tired. So you just have to manage, try to recover. And you cannot just go on the field and we need to work on this and this, work. So at this point, we just needed to manage their recovery and try to keep them and bring those guys fresh for today's game. And yes, we did that on the board. Okay, be careful. Let's make sure that this happened. This won't happen. But you know, you have to have more time to work on that on the field. And hopefully now we can prepare ourselves a little bit better for what is coming. I think I have 2 weeks. Even though we lost four guys, we're losing four guys with the national team, but at least we can bring the rest and try to work on those details, because we haven't been able to do it.
Are you looking at this break with an opportunity to implement more of what you've been talking about, giving way to find confidence to the players? Are you looking at this break as an opportunity?
Yes, I was waiting for this break to have an opportunity to work with them, to show them how to, you know, how can implement some ideas that I have. And those ideas, they should be implemented on the field. The last three games, it's all about talking with them, trying to motivate them, trying to, you know, let's do this, let's do that, just communication. But now I hope to have the possibilities to work on the field, which is where it is easier for me to try to bring new ideas for them and new opportunities for them, for hopefully to take advantage.
Alors voilà le point de presse de l'entraîneur Wilmer Cabrera. Je vais tenter de traduire du mieux que je peux là, rapidement ce qui a été dit. Je vais y aller de quelques commentaires. Premièrement, il a dit, ça a duré 12 minutes, et il dit à 3-0, là, je savais qu'on était dans le trouble. Les joueurs étaient fatigués, je pouvais le voir. On a parlé de défendre contre les deux défenseurs centraux, Birnbaum et Briand. Clairement, ça n'a pas fonctionné. Ils ont été bons défensivement, c'est ce que Wilmer Cabrera a dit. Maintenant, on doit se regrouper et on doit se préparer pour le reste de la saison. Il faut arrêter de faire des erreurs stupides, c'est ce qu'il a dit. Balou, il a dit, pourquoi le faire entrer aussi tardivement dans le match? Il dit, il n'a pas beaucoup joué. Et il dit, selon moi, les gars qui étaient sur le terrain, ce sont les gars, les principaux. Je voulais leur donner une deuxième chance au début de la deuxième demi. Et surtout, je ne voulais pas retirer qu'un joueur et lui faire porter l'odieux de cette défaite-là, parce que ce n'était pas seulement l'histoire d'un joueur. Il a dit, à partir du troisième but, je savais qu'on était dans le trouble. On était à domicile. On a joué beaucoup de matchs en peu de jours et je savais que ce serait difficile de revenir de l'arrière. Il a dit, la bonne nouvelle, c'est qu'on a dominé lorsque l'adversaire nous a donné la possession du ballon. Il a dit, maintenant, on s'en va dans une pause. On va pouvoir travailler certaines choses. J'ai des idées. Et il a dit, je savais que ce serait compliqué. On a eu beaucoup de matchs en très peu de jours. C'est vrai que depuis que Wilmer Cabrera est arrivé, il est arrivé quoi? Le jeudi, je crois. Jeudi, il y avait un match deux jours plus tard. À Toronto, il a voyagé le lendemain. Ensuite de ça, ben, on avait un match dès mercredi contre Vancouver et là, un autre match. Donc là, il va avoir deux semaines pour mettre l'équipe un peu plus à sa main. Écoute, les choses avec lesquelles je suis d'accord, moi, j'étais très inquiet pour ce match-là parce qu'on savait que Raitala jouait blessé. On savait que Camacho jouait blessé. Il a parlé à un moment donné de gars qui n'ont pas été capables de sortir de la semaine pour s'entraîner. C'est un peu ça. Comme il a dit, tu n'as pas le temps de pratiquer parce que tu joues des matchs. Tu es en récupération jeudi. Tu pratiques un peu vendredi puis c'est tout de suite le match le lendemain. Puis je savais que l'impact était amoché, qu'on avait joué beaucoup de matchs. Ceci dit, il y avait quand même une possibilité pour Wilmer Cabrera d'au moins donner du repos à quelques joueurs. On aurait pu faire des changements, notamment au niveau des latéraux. Par exemple, Corrales aurait pu jouer pour Lovitz. Broguillard aurait pu jouer pour Sagna. Il y avait quand même moyen. Balou aurait pu commencer le match à la place d'Orgier au Cuonco. Je ne sais pas si c'est. On a utilisé la bonne vieille formule de on ne change pas une formule gagnante. Mais il y avait moyen quand même de faire une certaine rotation parce qu'on savait qu'il y avait des gars qui avaient joué 90 minutes mercredi et que ce ne serait pas facile pour eux ce soir. Ceci dit, je me répète, là, mais je vais prendre des appels à partir de au retour de cette pause, mais on a vraiment un gros problème sur les ballons aériens. Un gros, gros, gros problème. Autant en territoire, en surface défensive qu'en surface offensive. Il faut remédier à ce problème. On ne pourra pas le faire d'ici la fin de l'année parce que la fenêtre des transferts, en fait, le dernier moment pour aller chercher des joueurs, c'est ce soir à minuit. De toute façon, l'impact n'a plus une scène à dépenser sous son plafond salarial. Mais pour l'année prochaine, là, de grâce, grossissez cette équipe, s'il vous plaît. Allez nous chercher des joueurs qui ont de la dimension. Parce que, comme on a déjà dit du Canadien, qu'on avait un club de schtroumpf, mais tabarouette, c'est un peu ça, là. Puis je veux pas insulter personne, mais on n'a personne capable de gagner des ballons aériens.